Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to a special meeting of the NJEDA Board. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Please be advised today's meeting is being recorded. When the chairman opens the public comment portion of the meeting, members of the public will be advised to press 1 and then 0 on your telephone keypad to be placed into a queue to speak and provide comment. You will be asked to provide your name and any organization which you are affiliated. You may withdraw your question at any time by repeating the 1-0 command. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the numbers. If you should require assistance during the call, please press star and then 0. I would now like to turn the conference over to Charles Sarlo, who is chairing today's meeting. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. I would like to call to order the board meeting of the NJEDA on this 8th day of September, 2021. I'd like to have our CEO, Mr. Tim Sullivan, read the Open Public Meeting Notice. Tim?
Thank you, Charles. In accordance with the Open Public Meeting Act, notice this meeting has been sent to the Star-Ledger and the Times at least 48 hours prior to this meeting, and a meeting notice has been posted on the Secretary of State's bulletin board at the Department of State. Back to you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Tim. I'd like now to have the roll. I'd like to have a roll call of the board members by Munira Sanders. Munira?
Okay. All right. Chairman Charles Sarlo?
Here.
Bill Elagia?
Here.
Virginia Bauer?
Here.
Fred Dumont?
Here.
Rosemarie Hicks?
Present.
Marcia Marley?
Here.
Robert Shimko. Okay, I'll try later. We have Brian Wilson from the Governor's Office.
Good morning, here.
Banking Commissioner Marlene Caridi.
Present.
State Treasurer Elizabeth Moyo.
Here.
Roberto Sabarenas for Labor Commissioner Angelo.
Here.
Elizabeth Dragon for DEP Commissioner Lasserette.
Here.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Munira. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for making the time for this important meeting on such a short notice. At a time when businesses throughout New Jersey are beginning to recover from the economic impacts of COVID-19, the unexpected devastation of Tropical Storm Ida brought to our state a brutal setback that threatens to derail the progress we have been making as a state. While nothing compares to the tragic loss of life that this storm has caused, the economic impact of Ida has had on our small businesses and the families that depend on them for their livelihoods is a gut punch at the time when businesses are already struggling. Fortunately, we are able to offer some help to businesses as they seek to overcome this new challenge. Governor Murphy has moved quickly to support dedicating $10 million in funding to support businesses who have been impacted by Tropical Storm Ida. Today, we're going to ask the board to consider a $10.5 million grant program for businesses and not-for-profits impacted by Tropical Storm Ida and also possibly by Tropical Storm Henry. This is a preliminary step, but it's a vital lifeline for the business owners who have seen their livelihoods washed away. It also provides flexibility in the form of certain delegated authority for the CEO and senior executive staff to move quickly as it relates to the program. I look forward to having the board move this program forward so we can begin the critical work of helping New Jersey's businesses recover and rebuild. I'd like to now have our CEO, Tim Sullivan, provide some remarks to the board.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I'll be really brief. First, I'll add on one quick comment. In addition to being a special board meeting, it's also a special day. It's Munira Sanders' birthday, so I hope we'll all wish her a happy birthday for those of you listening in. Munira is one of the great people who makes makes things happen at the EDA, including running our board meetings and taking role a minute ago, so happy birthday to Munira. I'll be really brief. Charles just stated it well. Basically less than a week ago, the storm made impact on New Jersey and the devastation up and down the state from the loss of life perspective, from the homes and damage. average residence's perspective and also from a small business perspective is staggering. The governor and I were together in Milburn. The county executive, DiVincenzo, was there as well as another number of other folks touring downtown Milburn on Friday morning, where you can see just about the last thing small businesses needed as they were beginning to stand up from the devastating gut punch that was and that it is COVID. You know, to have to be dealing with flooding and winds and power loss and all the other things that accompany a tragedy like this is just about the last thing they needed. But we've seen that our small business community is incredibly resilient. We know they're going to bounce back from this, but this funding is a potential lifeline to bridge federal resources, insurance resources, other things, just to get people back up and running as fast as they possibly can. And I want to applaud our team. We obviously the storm happened a little bit less than a week ago, and we were working on a version of this board memo and a version of this program design, before lunchtime on Thursday of last week, and the governor was able to announce it as quickly as Friday. And so kudos to our team, principally led by Bruce, who's about to take you through the details of it, but a whole cast of folks who have worked tirelessly, many of whom are dealing with flooding and personal challenges in their own homes and their own lives from this storm. And so we want to bring this for your consideration. I should also note IDA is the focus of this, but there's also funding available. Tropical Storm Henri from about 2 weeks ago also brought some significant flooding, a bit more localized in a handful of towns, but damage a significant order as well. And so we've added some funding to support those businesses as well. With that, Mr. Chair, I'll yield it back to you, and we can get to the item for Bruce to present.
Thank you, Tim. Okay, so the one item on the agenda, as Tim has described, I'd like to have presented by Bruce, our Chief Operations and Compliance Officer, and this is the use of Economic Recovery Fund, or NJEDA General Operating Funds, for the creation of an IDA Business Assistance Grant Program. Bruce?
Thank you. As we just talked about with the background and context of the program, I'm going to focus quickly on the request today and just a brief overview of the program itself. First, we're asking the board today to approve a $10.5 million initial pilot for rent and mortgage reimbursement for the month of August for small and medium-sized businesses and nonprofits that suffered physical damage to their commercial location within the state as a result of remnants, Hurricane Henry or Ida. We're also asking for delegation to authority staff to contribute up to an additional $5 million into the program from the Economic Recovery Fund or NJEDA General Operating Funds, and to accept any additional state, federal, or county funding or unrestricted gifts or grants and enter into any related MOUs. Delegation to authority staff also to impose any additional requirements as required by law as a condition of accepting any other governmental funding. And lastly, delegation to authority staff to approve individual applications, and due to the streamlined nature, that will result in non-discretionary decisions and the delegated authority to decline applications, accept appeals, and issue final agency's decisions. The $10.5 million for this program will come from the authority's Economic Recovery Fund, from donations from IKEA, and or the authority's general operating budget. The program itself will have a one-third set-aside for entities in a census tract that was eligible to be selected as a New Jersey Opportunity Zone, but that can be released back into the general program pool at the CEO's discretion if the demand for these entities has been met. Additionally, $500,000 will be set aside for entities impacted from the remnants of Hurricane Henry, but can be released back into the general program pool as well at the CEO's discretion if demand from these entities has been met. Eligibility for the program will include that the entity had to be in existence on August 1st of 2021 with no more than 50 full-time equivalent employees as their last filing of their WR30s with the Department of Labor. The entity must have a physical commercial location within the state that suffered physical damage to the structure as a result of these storms. Businesses will need to provide a proof of damage and can demonstrate this via photos, contractor estimates, invoices, and et cetera. Additionally, an applicant will need to provide their lease or mortgage documentation and proof of August rent payment for reimbursement. Authority staff will rely on damages as provided by the applicant and business interruption also as provided by the applicant to determine unmet needs. As we learned in Superstorm Sandy, insurance payments may be delayed, which could impact an applicant's unmet need. However, as a result, the authority staff will review these as disclosed, which may be prior to or after approval. to comply with duplication of benefit provisions if we were to get reimbursed with federal funding. To comply with the Stafford Act, all applicants will be required to fill out an affidavit identifying all funding sources related to the remnants of Hurricane Henry and or Hurricane Ida, and enter into a subrogation agreement to disclose future insurance or other grant payments they may receive in the future. Members should be aware that in order to handle the volume of applications expected during this period, the authority will be automating a number of the processing steps that we talked about based on business rules that are outlined in this memo. Home-based businesses and landlords are not eligible for this program. The eligible entities will be eligible for a minimum grant of $1,000, not to exceed $5,000, which can also not exceed their unmet need as disclosed on their application. So with that, I went through it quickly, but I'm happy to take any questions as it relates to the program and eligibility.
Okay. Thank you, Bruce. Let's get a motion first, and then we go to the board members to ask any questions. So I'd like to ask the board members for a motion to approve, and consistent with our other telephonic board meetings, if you could just identify yourself if you make a motion or a second. So can I get a motion to approve?
Charles, Fred, make the motion.
Caridi will second.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Fred. Okay. I have a motion. I have a second. Now, any discussion by the board members or any questions for Bruce?
Charles, it's Fred. I have a couple of questions. Bruce, what's the timeline for actually getting money in people's pockets out there?
Sure. So what we are hoping is we will launch our application next week. We'll leave the application open for a 7-day period, and then at which time we will then bring it over in our systems and review the documentation. As you've seen we like to think that with COVID programs, we've streamlined a lot of our approaches. I would be hopeful that we would be able to get funding out to the businesses after the application process and review later on this month.
And this is a question for Tim. So, Tim, like COVID, if we get an overabundance of applicants, are we open to look at it at providing more funding to this program?
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Fred. I think the short answer is, of course, the question is where do we find the resources for it? With COVID, we did a little bit from the EDA balance sheet. I think it was just going back 18 months ago, so my memory's fading. I'm sure others do as well. We did initially like $5 million off of our balance sheet, and then obviously now it's $750 million. That's largely, almost entirely due to federal resources becoming available. We stand ready. Hopefully we'll be able to fund everyone who's eligible here. We're going to see how many applications we get, but we've asked for authority to accept additional funding if it becomes available, so we don't have to reconvene. I think if there's a federal appropriation or something, or there's some, money that falls from the federal sky, we can put that to work relatively quickly. So I think from the governor on down, we want to, meet every need that's out there. We just got to find the resources to do it.
That's great. My last question is, unfortunately, the forecast for tonight is of possibility of flash floods again. So would anybody who receives a business who gets damaged from this, would they also be available to apply for this monies?
Defer to Bruce. I think if they didn't have any damage last week but did today, that wouldn't fit in the program per se. If they had damage last week and get damaged again, which would be obviously very sad, that I think they'd be eligible from the first. I think we've kind of limited it to the damages during Henri, which is 2 weeks ago, and then during Ida itself. Bruce, do I have that right?
Yeah, you do. The it calls out kind of a specific date range that we were looking at, which was the 22nd to the 23rd of August for Henri, and then the 1st or the 3rd for Ida.
Okay, I just would want to caution that, the Raritan's high, by me, the Assiniboine's high, and they're receptive right now to, if they take on more water, they may have additional issues out there. So I just wanted us to look at as a spinoff to last week's problems and something else happening. Just a suggestion.
Yeah, we'll keep our eye on it. It's a great flag. We'll keep our eye on that. And again, if we're way oversubscribed, we won't be able to do much of anything other than deal with the current crop of applicants. But if we have some flexibility, we can certainly tweak that and touch wood and hope that tonight's not as bad as last Wednesday night for damn sure. But
that won't be enough to get us through. So hopefully we'll be okay, but our folks will be okay. But yeah, we'll keep our eye on that. Good flag, Fred. Thank you.
Good stuff, guys. Thank you.
Okay. Any other board members have any questions for Bruce or any comments?
Yeah, no, not to Elijah, Chairman. It's not a question, but you know, the last 2 days we've been touring Essex County. It really was significantly more damaged than you would have expected. You know, we heard from business owners in Millburn and all the towns, Bloomfield. We were with FEMA yesterday, and they are anxiously in need of this support. So on the ground, it's wholeheartedly needed, and thanks to the governor and EDA for making this happen.
Thanks, Phil.
And this is Jenny. I'm sort of echoing everybody's comments here, but I'm just always so proud to be part of a team that seems to pivot and right away whenever a crisis is in place, whether it be COVID or now with these floods, you react so quickly and, you know, a much needed fund. So, again, just kudos to all of you. I think you do a great job.
Thank you, Jeannie. I certainly appreciate that, and the team has worked incredibly hard. Again, lots of folks dealing with, you know, water in their basement or worse as well. Fortunately, not me, touch wood. But team's been working incredibly hard around the clock, nights and weekends on this, and because there's real pain out there. And this smacked us pretty hard here. So, thank you, Jay.
Sure.
Okay. Any other board members?
Hi, this is Rosemary. I echo what Jimmy and the other board members said, that I think that it is a pleasure to be on the board and in a state where we pivot and we help as quickly and thoroughly as we can. So I echo great job and proud to be part of the process. Just have one quick question or clarification. Are we saying that the money is only for brick and mortar repairs, or if there's an operational loss, let's say a flood messed up a piece of equipment, is that also, can the funds be used for that, or are they eligible for funding?
Short answer, yes. So, what actually the
funding given to the businesses will be a reimbursement of their rent payments for the month of August. What they then do with that money, because it's a reimbursement of a previous expense, money is fungible, but this funding will not specifically pay for the repair of the brick and mortar. This is strictly for the reimbursement of the August rent.
I expect the equipment, you know, one, cleanup, two, equipment replacement, I think will be the two big uses here, if I had to speculate.
Right. So I want to, Ms. Gabriel, clarify that. As far as need and showing need, that doesn't have to be structural. It could be equipment loss due to flooding.
Yep, great point. Thank you, Gabriel.
Okay, because maybe I misread the document, because I thought there was something that had some limitations as to how that could be, or what the eligibility was, but that's good to know. So thank you.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Thank you, Rosemary. Okay, any other board members? Last call? Okay. There are none. I have we have a motion on the table and a second. So all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any recusals or abstentions? Here are none. Motion passes. Thank you, board members. I'd like now to open the meeting up to a public comment portion. First, I'd like to ask Danielle Esser to read the NJEDA's public comment policy process for this telephonic board meeting, as well as go ahead, Danielle, just read the public comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As stated by the operator at the beginning of the meeting, members of the public interested in providing public comment can press 1 and then 0 on your telephone keypad to be registered to speak, which will place each person into a queue based on the order received. I'll now go over the NJEDA public comment policy at this time, which is also available on the NJEDA website. Each speaker will be prompted by the operator to speak one at a time, and each speaker should announce his or her name, organization affiliation, where applicable, and the topic on which the remarks will be given. Each speaker will have a maximum of 3 minutes to speak and should limit their comments to matters pertaining to the authority. Staff will prompt the speaker once their time has expired, and a speaker may not register to speak more than once during the same public comment period to ensure there's enough time for all of those who wish to speak. Of course, you may submit any documents to staff via email, et cetera. I'll also share some information regarding the availability of COVID-19 resources for businesses. For any members of the public seeking information on COVID-19 for businesses, we direct you to the website business.nj.gov/COVID, which is staffed by business advocates at the New Jersey Business Action Center. The site includes a chat feature staffed to answer your business-related questions to COVID-19. You can also call the state's COVID-19 business hotline, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, 1-800-JERSEY-7 or 1-800-537-7397. The portal can also be accessed directly from the NJEDA main page, njeda.com. We look forward to receiving your public comments at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 1, then 0 on your telephone keypad. You may withdraw your question at any time by repeating the 1-0 command. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, you may press 1, then 0 at this time. We'll go to the line of Charlie Cratterville. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, members of the board. Charles Cratterville. I'm a resident of New Brunswick, New Jersey, editor of New Brunswick Today. And just wanted to say a couple things. Thank you for getting together for a special meeting today. I know many New Brunswick businesses are hurting, suffered serious damages and losses in the storm. So this is a much needed, program for them. And I'll be sure to spread the word far and wide about the application process. And also wanted to say thank you to those responsible for making the recordings of these meetings available on the njeda.com website. I'm not always able to make the meetings, but because you took my suggestion to do that, I'm now able to catch up on what I missed. And so I'm looking forward to raising some issues at your September 22nd meeting. But for today, that's all I had to say. Thank you so much for making those recordings available and for doing what you can to help support the small businesses here. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mr. Cratterville.
And once again, for any questions or comments, please press 1-0 at this time. We have no further questions in queue. Please continue.
Thank you, operator. There are no additional comments. I'd like to thank everyone for their participation, and we'll now request a motion to adjourn the meeting. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Jenny Bauer, I'll move it.
Thank you, Jenny. Second?
Rosemary, second.
Thank you, Rosemary. All in favor?
Mayors and stakeholders.
Aye.
Thank you. Any opposed? Hearing none, thank you, board members and EDA staff. This now concludes our meeting.
Thank you all.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using AT&T conferencing service. You may now disconnect.